just looking around the place now and imagine it with 15,000-16,000 people in, it can't do anything else but make you excited.
That obviously was when you were unveiled as the Bury manager, you spoke to one Kirsty Gallagher, but just as excited this time around.
Yeah, very much so, and it's a totally different opportunity. It's now my third job in a short spell of time, but something I'm equally looking forward to, and looking forward to see where we can get this football club.
The atmosphere here on a match night is something else, isn't it? And that's important, that the fans get right behind you and the team straight away.
It is. I don't know how many football clubs in the country at the moment would get 15,000 people on a Wednesday night in League Two. So we need to build on that. We need to build on the pride and the passion of the supporters and how passionate they are about this football club and try and give them something to shout about.
Now, viewers at home, I'm going to do something unusual. I'm going to address the camera because there's something that, to be fair, Richie has asked me not to mention, but the club have told me and they're happy for me to mention it. Steve Copper won't thank me either, but Steve Copper's coming here as director of football and his salary, zero. He's not charging for his services. That shows what kind of guy Steve Copper is in this football world that we sometimes hear so many bad things about. Now, I know Steve won't thank you for commenting, but just about him as a guy who's worked with you at Crawley and here, what he gives to the partnership.
Well, he's a tremendous help for me as a manager who's learning. He's got obviously a massive amount of experience in the game, both as a player and a manager. But what he will hopefully do is help everybody at the football club. It won't be just geared around myself. He will be an advisor to the board and to anybody else who needs his opinion, the staff, the players. And it is a tremendous wealth of knowledge he's got. So I'm sure everybody's here looking forward to having him on board.
It's obviously been through a lot, this club, over the years, and you're the latest part of what's been an incredible story. What's your aim now in terms of the club, taking it out of League Two?
Initially it's to get them out of the bottom half of League Two, and the sooner we can get into the top half of League Two, obviously the closer we can get to getting them into League One. So, but the thing that really intrigues you about here is there's no glass ceiling. You know, this club can go as far as it wants to, and the supporters, as the supporters want it to. So, you know, we'll keep working until we get it back to where it has been before.
What's the rest of the week hold? It's Newport, I think, at the weekend.
It is, yeah. I briefly viewed a training session for about 40 minutes this morning on top of everything else. So hopefully I'll take a training session tomorrow and we'll crack on and start preparing for Saturday.
Good luck, Richie.
Cheers.
Forgive me for giving out that bit of information. I've got a bit more time left, so I'm going to ask you one more question, if that's all right. Where is Steve today?
He had a prior engagement, unfortunately, that he was here this morning and then had to leave while training was going on. But even still, I think you'd have found it difficult to nail him down for any interviews.
And this is a club finally run by the supporters in the boardroom, even though they're successful businessmen in their own right. And that adds an extra element, doesn't it?
It does, because you know, many different people own football clubs or run football clubs, but to be ran or owned by a large proportion of your supporters who have pledged some hard-earned money over the years, or certainly recently, you know, I think makes it a special place, and hopefully that will create a special bond between the supporters and everybody who works here.